This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
You're on the Awesome Morning Show on this Wednesday morning. Nice to have you with us. Well, joining me on the line now, Alison Cunningham. We've spoken before, of course, with Alison about things going on at the Regent Theatre, particularly in terms of the fundraising efforts. And, of course, we remember the 10-day book sale, which we've all enjoyed very recently. Well, it ain't all over. You've still got a couple of days this Friday and Saturday to get to the Regent Theatre, and there are more wonderful books and more available for us to get our teeth into. Nice to have you with us again, Alison. Morena,
thank you. Yes, I think the big message is that it's not just the books that we didn't sell at the last sale, it's a whole bunch of different books that have not seen the light of day for a couple of years. And they're all a dollar. Everything that we've got on sale is a dollar. So different kind of setup, much more of a jumble sale vibe, I hope. So much more like the kind of old days of the book sale. And I know people have enjoyed the quieter times that we were able to offer in during the 10-day sale. So I think it's good that we've been able to, you know, do something that allows the people who missed the vibe of a bit of elbow and a bit of niggle. We'll have a chance to enjoy it.
Alison, this is, I guess, the result of a couple of years of stockpiling. You've had all these generous donations coming in, and you've just got more and more goodies to share.
Exactly. And obviously, they continue to come in, so we've got a whole bunch of stuff that we haven't even been able to sort yet that preparation for next year's sale at the Egger Centre. So, you know, we really wanted to try and clear the decks a bit and also give people a chance to, you know, buy the reading matter that's going to get them through the winter. And it's not just reading matter, by the way. It's also CDs, DVDs, vinyl, some kids' toys, everything that we think we can sell for a dollar. So lots of bargains for everyone.
Just a dollar, and that's, and I understand also you're even considering discounts on that for some bulk items.
Yes, it's always the way that, you know, if people would like to negotiate on what, you know, what do I have to pay for this whole box of books, there's always negotiation available. We're really keen that people should leave feeling that they've got a great bargain.
We'll talk about how Friday and Saturday are going to work in a sec, but let's talk about the 10-day sale. Of course, it was a new system for you this year. How do you feel that it went?
Well, actually, we had so much positive feedback. You know, obviously, we had to do something that adapted to the fact that we had to limit numbers. But I think so many people enjoyed the opportunity to, you know, have a bit of space and have some time to really have a good look at the sections that they were interested in. Lots of people said to us, why don't you do this all the time? And obviously my response is, well, I'd quite like to be using the theatre as a theatre, thank you. So, you know, on the whole, I'm really much happier to be able to say that we're far too busy to be able to take like 2 or 3 weeks out of the theatre to run a sale like that. But it did give me lots of good ideas for how it's going to be when we've got loads more space at the Egger Centre next year. So I think people will find that we're able to achieve the best of both kinds of sales when we get the really big space of the Moore FM Stadium next year.
In terms of the fundraising effort to date, have you been pleased or otherwise with the amount you've been able to raise?
Extremely pleased. I just wish I could say that we had made as much money from running the theatre as a theatre last year as we have from running the theatre as a book sale. But, you know, over $100,000 raised, you know, you cannot turn your nose up at that. And we're so grateful for the support of everybody in Dunedin and coming along and helping make that amazing total.
Well, a potential for another big boost this Friday and Saturday. How will it work in terms of hours, Alison?
Okay, so we're open from 10 in the morning until 5 in the afternoon on both Friday and Saturday. There's no limitation on how long people come or whether they can come more than once. They don't need to book. There are no tickets. It's just come along and you know, grab a box or bring your bags and as many books as you can carry, we'd be grateful to sell to you.
I mean, this is an amazing volunteer effort, isn't it? You've not only had to coordinate the 10-day sale, here you are putting on another couple of days of sale. You've got some pretty awesome volunteers helping you out.
Oh, honestly, the whole theatre would not exist without volunteers. I bang on about this, but I'm not sure that people are aware even still that when they come to the theatre to see a show, everybody that looks after them, from the person that checks their ticket to the person that takes them to their seat to the person that sells them their drinks, they're all volunteers. We couldn't run the theatre without those people, so I couldn't agree more. Cheers for them.
Well, you'll be looking forward to all the performances that are starting to line up at the Regent Theatre. Isn't it great to see quite a number of shows being advertised at the moment? Probably a good idea for people to check out, in fact, the Regent Theatre website and just see what is coming up so they can get their bums back onto the seats in the theatre to use it for its intended purpose.
Absolutely. It's obviously going to be a slow start in terms of international touring because, you know, a lot of promoters have been quite badly burnt by you know, sort of booking a show and then having to cancel it, postpone it, you know, undo all of the organisation that goes into doing an international tour. So, you know, understandably, things are maybe a little bit quieter than we would like them to be, but we're going in the right direction at last.
All right. So we continue to be able to support the Regent Theatre in other ways, including through this $1 sale over the weekend, Friday and Saturday. The hours are 10 till 5, I think you said, to Alison.
I did indeed, yep.
And that's not just books, although there are hundreds of cartons of those. You've got all the stuff that you would normally find in the anything but books, so DVDs, toys, magazines, and so much more. It's going to be all the fun of the sale like you remember it, probably. So get back into there and enjoy it over the course of the weekend. And for anyone who was attending the 10-day sale, Alison, no tickets required as there were for that, no vaccine passes obviously at the moment, but you know, if you're able to, it's good and courteous to be able to wear your mask while you're in there, right?
Yes, we would certainly strongly encourage people to wear masks. Obviously the last thing we want to be is an event that makes people poorly. This is all about giving people joy, not COVID, so please do wear a mask. And, you know, don't come along if you're poorly, and just do the usual sensible things of keeping you and everybody else safe.
Fantastic. Well, Alison, thanks again to you and the massive team of volunteers that make the Regent Theatre's sales possible. All the best for the fundraising effort over Friday and Saturday.
Thanks very much. I shall see you there.
Kia ora.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.